Greta Thunberg wins major GQ Men of the Year award. The man of the year, Greta Thunberg. Game changer of the year. Can you hear me? Pointing at us. They like to point at us. Like father, like son. Deceiving the masses. And mother, Malena, the urn man. What kind of man? It's the urn man and the Greta. All right. So we're going to take a look at these two agents of propaganda and deception. So basically, they took this boy. They're like, oh, there's no way anyone's going to believe this is a girl. Then someone said, hey, put a braid on the head. And people associate the braid with females. That's the only thing female about that person is the braided hair. Otherwise, it's a large-headed boy. Yeah, see, you don't see the braided hair there, do you? Distorting the face, large head, jaw. Cover of Vogue, the Duchess of Sussex getting involved. You know something's going on. The Transdashian Kardashian heaped praise on Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg, calling her a brave and amazing young woman. Well, a tranny sticking up for the tranny. Oh no, it's Robbie Williams condemns critics for attacking Greta. Robbie Williams with a strange face. What's the deal with your flat face there, buddy? Shall I call you Miss Williams? And there's the pigtail again, the braided hair with on the large head. Come on, that ain't no woman. There's no girl who's ever looked like that, ever. And they say this person has like Asperger's. Hey, I'm getting Asperger's now looking at these people, all right? Climate change is a hoax anyway, right? There's no global warming. That's all part of the, doing the old pointing thing. Worldwide regulations with a worldwide government. All right, they're just trying to create more laws to control the sheep. Just the little hair, the braided hair. That's the only thing. That was probably clipped on the back. Teenager on strike for the planet. Time magazine, Next Generation Leaders. Oh, yeah, the grandfather of Greta was an actor. In fact, it comes from a long line of actors and castratos. A Swedish opera singer. Not a castrato, perhaps. Yeah, opera singer with a environmental activist son. Now, is that a butch-looking female, or is that a man in a dress? Well, looking at those shoulders and these arms and the lean muscle mass and the corset, I'm thinking that's a tranny, all right? And the daughter is actually a son. Oh, look at it. They got the babies doing the one-eyed symbolism as well. They got to get them started young. And what's the deal with the father? Or is that the mother? Yeah, the urn man, the V and the I. Hip-to-shoulder ratio of a man, water symbolism. So I don't know what that, there's probably some news story. But look at the pelvis, all right? Hips ending below the navel, fake breasts, wild hair. There's a boy right there. Okay, that's a tranny, all right? Oh, what's the deal with those boobs? Yeah, it's pretty strong. Oh, you got the Adam's apple as well. Is that a Swedish woman or is that a Swedish man? Where's your pelvis? We see the shoulders. We see the skull. Oh, there you go. There's a good shot of the shoulders and the faceless man with the purple tie. Oh, there's the shoulders and the arms. Yeah. Maybe the face has been slightly feminized, which they can do, right? These people are experts. There's an entire industry going on. They can feminize the face, but they cannot feminize the shoulders. You got some pretty strong shoulder muscles going on there. A little corset. Oh, what's the deal with those masks? What are you trying to tell us? Are you guys all wearing a mask, a disguise, hiding your true identity? Spiritual deceivers, deceiving the humans, so you can take over the world. Which one's the man? Which one's the woman? Hey, is that person in Poison or Rat? Is that Vince Neil of Motley Crue or Nelson? Getting the band back together. Oh, look at those. Look at that. There's the mother goddess. It's Ishtar, goddess of fertility and warfare. It's the She-Hulk. Lesbiska fans, Draglar over Malenas Armar. That's right. The lesbian fans are going crazy over the lesbian arms of the tranny. Well, then you're not a lesbian because that's a man. It's the urn man. Now, what does urn mean? Someone has to look that up, not only in Swedish, but also in Akkadian and Ugaritic. Because these people use all these ancient languages. And there's the sister, or shall I say, the brother. In fact, I'm going to go out on a limb and say these people are not human. It's a star child. Where did the child come from? Yeah, I'm sorry, but that ain't no human, right? Where's the human? Not only are they pretending this is female, they're pretending these people are human. Something really strange going on. I try to stick with what I can prove through evidence, but evidence doesn't exist for spiritual things, right? That's kind of the definition of evidence. It's constrained to material objects. But looking at the photographic evidence, I'm not sure this little child is human. Doing another sign there. Looking up at the stars. ET phone home. Influencer, or shall we say deceiver, agent of propaganda. How a 16-year-old became the voice of the planet. Ah, the planet, the wandering star. So they just said right there, this is the voice of a wandering star. All right, that's what it says. It's the voice of a wandering star. The wandering stars are being channeled through the person. And there's documents going back 4,000 years saying that the transvestite priest channeled the goddess. All right, that's what's going on. That's what they're telling you right there. I want you to be deceived. What better place to put non-human deceiving entities than in mass media? Coming all out, full stop. They're launching their final assault on humanity. I only speak when I think it's necessary. Now is one of those moments. TED Talk. Well, I think you're a tranny, all right? That's what I got to say about that. And your mother's a tranny as well. Your mother's the urn man. And your father seems to be the urn woman. The angry son. This is all some kind of ritual. Some kind of Horus, Osiris, Isis thing. And the poor child has Asperger's. You shouldn't pick on that child. That ain't no child. Oh, look at this. There it is. ID, one eye, our world, our future. That's our future right there. It's the way of the future. Are you ready for the future? An affinity. A star child. Not only is that some kind of FTM, but it's got a funny haircut. All right, now I came across this. It's a Rosicrucian document. It's a very obscure memo is what it's, a bunch of notes, like internal notes of the Rosicrucians, or possibly the Order of the Golden Dawn, dating back, you know, a little bit over 100 years ago. And it's really boring. I was reading this and not much to it. And then I'm going to show you two things. Rosicrucian Society, blah, 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 right? Nothing all that interesting. And then here, Lawrence Felkin has joined Crowley Society, attended Evocation of the Phoenix. All right, attended Evocation of the Phoenix that FR thinks was some kind of black mass. It included long invocations, dancing, etc., an operator, not Aleister Crowley himself, stripped to waist and gashed in form of cross. But blood didn't raise Phoenix. Ended in failure after 3 hours. So basically, they're Aleister Crowley and these guys are trying to raise the Phoenix, and this guy's just like putting this down in his notes. Now, here's a real interesting thing that kind of relates to this video. Meeting with Henry Brash. Okay, again, just a bunch of stuff. Notes, nothing special. Okay, so this guy here, Resser Graham, somebody's name, up to something with a nurse, Graham, brought in by Soror Mystica, whom he visited continually. Resser Graham has 3 spirit children by an astral intercourse with an affinity. All right, let me repeat that. This guy here, Resser Graham, has 3 spirit children by an astral intercourse with an affinity. I think that should be Anne. And then they go on and just talk again about like nothing just happened there, right? Temple consecration ritual of DDCF includes obeisance to Isis. Wow. So it's basically like an internal memo about people who kind of are disagreeing about the way things are changing in their secret society there. This is like an email you'd send to your boss or something, right? And this is over 100 years ago. But just the casual mention of this really makes me kind of, I think it's interesting. I don't know what it means, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's real. Maybe that's where they get their children. I don't know. Maybe that explains a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Leadbeater, close ally and associate of Besant in the Theosophical Society, found the young Krishnamurti in India by allegedly clairvoyantly seeing his aura He and Besant subsequently proclaimed him the world teacher and reincarnation of Christ. Widely regarded as a pedophile with a predilection for young boys. Whoa. Ressergram has three spirit children by an astral intercourse with an affinity.
I was caught in the middle of a railroad track. Looked around and I knew there was no turning back. My mind raced and I thought, what could I do? Thunderstruck!